We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C, James. Does Mark with a C, does a C stand for cocaine? I said, no, I've never touched it.
And Andy Hart.
Guess what I'm making next year? Cha and Ching together, okay?
Looking for a piece of Andy candy.
Mac and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
You said you would never do a show with me.
Well, you know.
Here you are.
I'm a team player.
You're going to be perfect, and you know why?
Because you like to say bombastic things, correct?
David's soft as f***.
I think it's better when there's an actual discussion on the show.
I will fight you all.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mac and Hart.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Have you spoken to anyone on the Patriots content team?
We've never seen anything that they've shot.
They're 1 in 11 or whatever they are. I mean, it's just the motive seems far-fetched.
Bill Belichick's record with the New England Patriots is 235-82. Why the hell are you not doing whatever it is that he's doing?
We're on to Cincinnati.
The Mutt Man.
Is it fair to call the Patriots cheaters?
Yes, and liars too, I think.
Doesn't matter if you work for Kraft Productions, Pastaroni Productions, you just have to know optically, like, this is going to be a bad thing.
It's so desperate, but is it not sort of their brand?
If it's proven that they take this, Coach Belichick's got to go.
All right, hour number two, rocking and rolling here on a Saturday morning. Mac and Hot here on WEI. The number to get in, 617-779-7937. I love the just sort of prisoner of the moment mentality world we live in, where you are literally, like you said, and it's just the way it is. In the court of public opinion, no evidence needed. You are guilty until proven innocent. And then even after being proven innocent, you're still guilty. I go back to something that was really sort of at the beginning of the Facebook era, which was the Duke lacrosse case,
yep,
where they basically tried all of these kids on the Duke lacrosse team in the media, only to find out that the woman lied and they were all innocent, but the damage had been done. That it was like one of those things that once you pull a smear campaign and you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, it's out. And those guys, unfortunately, due to LexisNexis and Google, so Sean Hannity said the other day when he was talking to Ainsley Earhart on Fox News, and because she took some criticism from the king of all media, Howard Stern, and there was something about her religious beliefs, and she didn't like, there was something, how she was unfairly depicted. And then he goes, listen, Sean Hannity said, you should Google my name and just talk about, like, just don't, you think you're bad?
Right.
Like, Google my name and see what's up. So, but at the end of the day, when the Patriots did nothing wrong, it doesn't matter. It's like if they want you to be guilty, you will be guilty. And the trolls, they are at the gates with their bows and arrows, and they're ready to just throw. They're at the gates and they're ready for blood, and they're waiting. Like, they want. And I don't get political. I keep politics out of sports. But the one thing I will say, it reminds me just sort of a little bit about how the certain liberal media, what they've been trying to do to the current 45th president of the United States, Mr. Donald Trump, and they're trying to sort of impeach him because they probably realize that in less than a year that the odds are he will get reelected. So how can we make sure he doesn't get reelected? Well, let's impeach him. Even if nothing sticks, let's impeach him. Well, that's what they're trying to do to Belichick. Nothing's sticking. Nothing's there, but he's guilty because of Spygate and Deflategate. They're cheaters, so he's just guilty automatically.
And I would also say, much like your comparison, he fuels it. He's not likable, right? Like, he's an unlikable character.
And who's he friends with?
Yes. I was trying to keep that out of the direct conversation, politics out of it. But he's unlikable. You know, there's things he does that rub you the wrong way, that you want to dislike him and fuel your distaste for his actions. That doesn't mean he cheated. And by the way, I also, people don't really get the situation, Shannon Sharp. If it is proven that they did that, no, they did it. They admitted they did it.
Yeah.
But the they in question is not Bill Belichick and his video department or anyone to do with players, football operations, anything. It's the employer that I used to work for. It's Kraft Sports Productions. It's the people trying to come up with content. The people in this business world that are trying to create things that sponsors will then pay good money for to put them on the web, right? It's
okay.
It's one company under Kraft,
yeah.
But two very,
big money in digital videos.
Yes.
Right. It's big.
And this is where you get into the Kraft family understands the Patriots are a business.
Sure.
They are not just a football team. They are a business, right? They're a revenue generating operation. Now, the greatest way to generate revenue is exactly what Bill thinks. Win. If I take care of my business, all the other revenue streams will work. But the way the Krafts look at it, and I think smartly, yes, Bill, you are the most important aspect of our revenue generating operation. But there are other parts of the revenue generating operation. And I don't think Bill understands that. I don't think Bill really enjoys the fact or even really understands the fact that there's other ways to make money.
Right.
And when he goes and asks for, you know what, we need a new saline pod for the training room, or we need a new this. Well, some of that is paid for just pure football, but we have other streams of revenue,
sure.
It makes it easier to say, yes, yeah, Bill, let's put in a new turf field. Let's put in this new $10 million X. Or, Bill, you wanted to be the highest paid coach? Well, it helps us when we have these extra revenue streams
Absolutely.
That give us a bigger chunk of overall pie.
And what's the hottest brand in New England in all of pro sports, well, especially in Boston and throughout New England, for the four major pro sports teams? The Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots brand. And despite, like, outside of the 5.5 New England states, and I'm saying south of Hartford, Connecticut, who got no love for the Patriots, aside from that, except for Stephanie McMahon and Triple H, they love the Patriots. But aside from them, everybody, like, people want to invest
everything.
In the Patriots.
They want everything.
They want
How often do you see the Fitzies or the Jerry Thornton's retweeting one of these videos like, oh, Patriots porn, I could watch this all day long.
Yeah.
And there's a million, probably more than millions of those people out there.
Sure.
And they are trying to feed that. And by feeding that, they make more money.
That's it.
It's a business.
I get it. But they got to be more buttoned up.
But everybody makes mistakes. Pat McAfee in there.
Right.
Like, everybody can make a mistake.
Yeah.
Right.
But the producer to me
made a mistake.
Yeah. That more than the quote, as they're calling them, independent contractors.
No. This is on the producer.
This is on the producer.
And we've all made mistakes.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
We've all done things and looked back, or somebody, you don't even know it, and then somebody points it out to you and you're like, oh, I'm such an effing moron. How did I not think of that or see that?
Because
we're human beings.
Hey, let's for a second, and you know, this is a PG show. So yes, we're keeping
hopefully.
It is. We're gonna role play here. What do you think Bill did to this? If he got it, let's just hypothetically play a scenario. Bill and this producer in a room after this whole thing happened.
My guess is he went higher on the food chain and undressed people who oversee this producer.
Okay,
would be my guess.
Okay,
but my guess is it wasn't happy.
I heard Bill was running hot this week.
I would be too.
Yeah. Oh, I would definitely be running hot
because
he
just can't. Everyone makes mistakes, but you can't.
Like, no.
Those two things can be true.
Right.
Everyone makes a mistake, but you can't make this mistake. And even though it was very transparent, even though they're set up filming in front of, 150 people in a press box with a monitor showing everybody what they're filming, you can't do it.
No.
You just
no.
can't.
Especially when you have a checkered past and reputation of doing this sort of thing, and it not being a mistake. It was a cerebral, calculated, untoward, deceitful sort of thing to try to gain an advantage. So this is why you can never, ever do it. This is why, even before I knew the facts, I was smart enough to just sort of discern that there's no way this had anything to do with the Patriots. But yet, let the trolls, let the haters, let them come out, let them galvanize. But I think in the end, here's what's good. Now, I'm with you on one thing. I'm a little skeptical about the NFL's dragging their feet on this. I'm a little skeptical. And I have a feeling.
And worried.
And I have a feeling tomorrow, one guy who's the best on all the pregame shows of coming up with something like this story is Jay Glazer. I think Jay Glazer tomorrow on the NFL on Fox pregame will have something, and he will talk about, well, here's what I'm hearing, and I think Glazer will be the one to sort of get, you know, this is what the Patriots could be facing. In the end, I don't think it's going to be much. I think it'll be equivalent of a speeding ticket, but who knows?
I hope so.
You know, who knows?
Because I don't know the answer personally, because we all know that the commissioner in the league office is going to be pulled in different directions. That's what we hear about. Oh, if one team's in the spotlight, the other 31 are called. Oh, you got to come down hard on them. Oh, no, you can't come down hard on them. You're back and forth. I don't know if it's better to do $25,000 fine, sweep it under the rug, because I think some people will say, what's going on here? Because Kraft's your buddy. You didn't do anything. They admitted they cheated. They broke a rule and you didn't. But then I think if you come in with a $500,000 fine and a third-round pick, people will go, oh, they were cheating. The league wouldn't have come down that hard unless they thought they were cheating and using this somehow. The league didn't even buy that it was Kraft Sports Productions based on that. So I don't know what the perfect punishment is, where you come down. And you said the speeding ticket. I've been using that example all week that this is the perfect case of a guy gets pulled over doing 2 miles an hour over the speed limit. And the cop walks up to the car, assuming he's going to give him a verbal warning. Just slow it down a little bit. There's a school down the street. And then he gets his license and his registration, and he goes back to the laptop and goes, what the? There's 24 lines of previous violations here. Yeah. Get your ass out of the car. Hands behind your back. You're driving to endanger. And it's treated totally differently because of the track record.
Guilt
and
by
I think
association.
That's where we are here.
Yes, that's what it is. Fair or unfair, folks? Who do you blame in this situation? 617-779-7937. David in a car is up next. What's up, David?
Good morning, guys. I got 2 points. One, obviously, on this whole thing with, let's call it Spygate 2, 3, whatever we want to call it. The first thing I want to comment on is the obsession over Garoppolo. That New England is people that are upset that he left the Patriots have over him. Okay, let's just start with this. It's a business decision. Anybody who doesn't think that, then they don't know business. Football is not a sport anymore. It's a business. What has Garoppolo done for people to be so hung up on him?
Win.
He hasn't even won a division. Never.
Oh, well, dude, he got... Hold on, David. He got hurt in the first or second game of the year last season. He was out for basically the entire year. And his record as a starting quarterback is like 19-4.
How many games... Okay, that's fair. How many games did he win with the Patriots? He played... I know because Brady came back, so he didn't get to play that much.
Two,
right, yeah.
Okay, he's having a great season. Why is he having a great season? I'll tell you why he's having a great... We all know why he's having a great season. Because he's got a great team around him.
Okay.
But we cannot compare this guy, that this guy's going to come in and be able to take over Brady's shoes and keep the legacy of the New England Patriots going. Anybody who thinks that, they're really out of their mind.
Whoa. David, why are they out of their mind? Jimmy Garoppolo, he's eighth in the NFL in passer rating, right behind Patrick Mahomes. What are you talking about?
Yeah. But until he wins the championship.
Okay, but David, but okay, fair enough.
So Dan Marino sucked?
You know what? Dan Marino was good. Okay, he went to one Super Bowl, never went back.
Right.
So at the end of the day,
he wasn't very good.
That's why when people compare him to Brady and some of the greatest of all time quarterbacks, you can't. Championships at the end of the day is what gives you.
Oh,
legacy.
You're right. You're right, David. We're not. But David, this is
Robert Horry was awesome.
Right, David. This is the first year that Jimmy Garoppolo is his team where he's healthy. He was out last year. So his first year as a legitimate starting quarterback to where he's actually healthy and doesn't get knocked, he's having a great year, and the team is better than... I'm not saying he's better than Tom Brady right now, but he's having a better season than Brady. It doesn't mean... Gardner Minshew has a higher passer rating than Brady. I think we all know there's no freaking way that tool bag is better than Brady.
Exactly. The numbers, at the end of the day, the numbers don't justify, because you can have great numbers. Look at the Super Bowl that the Patriots lost. Brady passed for 500 yards. They still lost. At the end of the day, losing and winning is the name of the game. Now, on this Spygate thing...
Time out. If you think losing and winning is the name of the game, Jimmy Garoppolo's phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking about championships.
All right.
Championships. That is what puts the money on the table. That's what gets quarterbacks the money. That's what sells out stadiums.
Well, David, this is the first time in his entire career where he's been healthy, and he actually is the starting quarterback.
Which is not good for a fairly new quarterback.
Hold on, David. What do you mean he's not good? First of all, he was back. David, he's backing up the greatest quarterback in NFL history. He wasn't going to take Brady's job.
Of course not. But okay. What I'm saying is the fact that first he has a stomach, he got hurt right away. That's a concern. That's something.
All right. Well, but he came back this year and he's healthy and they're winning.
He tore his ACL, just like Brady tore his ACL.
All right. What do you got to say on Spygate? Go ahead.
On Spygate, here's the thing with Kenneth. Everybody's thinking about Brady's leaving. He's going to Dallas. He's going here. He's going there. Brady's not going anywhere. And depending on what happens with Spygate. You guys laugh. Okay. I'm in a business that I know a lot and I hear a lot. Okay. I own a business. Now, I'm involved with a lot of people that the media or Boston sometimes dismisses callers when they give their opinion, thinking they don't know squat.
Well, when you say it as fact, that's when I dismiss it. Anybody that says it as fact, I think, right.
What I'm saying is, Brady's, here's what's going to happen with Spygate. If Belichick gets suspended.
He won't.
Which there's a possibility that could happen.
He won't. He won't.
You cannot dismiss that.
No, there's no possibility. Okay. I can dismiss that. Yeah, we can. He won't.
We don't know. We don't know yet.
Okay, but what's your point? Hurry up, David.
The point is, if anything happens where this guy's going to get dismissed, okay, Brady will be back with the Patriots. No questions asked, because guess what? They cannot afford to lose Brady and Belichick the same year.
Okay, fair enough. Number one.
Those are the things you hear in your tied-in business? I don't really like David. I'm just going to be honest.
Well, no, no.
Because we had to take his definitive comments at face value, and then when we say Belichick's not going to be suspended, he goes, well, you don't know that.
Right.
You don't know anything, David.
Well, you don't know that Brady's not leaving. Right. I will tell you.
And I agree with him, by the way. I think there's a really good chance if the negative a billion percent chance that Bill got suspended or gotten rid of by the league,
yeah.
I do think Tom would be back. Well, I think that would open the door, because there's no way Robert can let them both go in the same offseason.
Well, I'm glad we, one of the things that David brought up, which is I'm glad we want, I think there's a couple things that got overshadowed this week because of what happened in the Cincinnati press box. One of them is the fact that the Patriots, for the second year in a row, has lost back-to-back games in the month of December. So there's that. That has almost gotten just pushed aside of what happened against the Chiefs. I think once the Cincinnati thing happened, it's like that got pushed. There's something else. We'll get to this next. And a guy who makes a lot more money than everybody here combined, I've been saying something, and you know because you've heard me, on Brady's possible numero uno landing destination. Well, a guy who makes a lot more money than everybody in this market combined sort of echoed my sentiments on the air yesterday. We'll get to that as well. 617-779-7937. But I will tell you, and you and I, like, we had 33%. I've got it up to 65% that he's going to play for another team now. I am that.
I think there's a good chance. I'm just going with Tom Curran. I trust Tom Curran. I think he's
too.
Tied in.
Yep.
And if he said it's the more article. Likely than not, basically. Actually, yep. He said, barring some really drastic change,
I know
he's going elsewhere.
That's it.
I'm trusting Tom Curran.
Well, and it's when it comes to Brady and it comes to TB12,
he's more tied in than David.
You understand, David owns a business. He hears things.
What business?
He hears things.
Does he put in, like, pool tables or something, or pools, or, like, exotic? What are we doing here?
But, you know, David hears things.
Yeah, he thinks Belichick's going to be suspended and Brady's coming back. That's what he's hearing?
Right.
Where's he hearing that?
Right. Yeah, Belichick's
Goodell's house in Maine or something?
Yeah. No,
David, love you. Call back anytime. I appreciate the passion, and you're good for talking.
You are. Great for talking. Brady leaving just might have gone up a little bit more. All right, now it's time for trending. Back to your phone calls on the other side at 617-779-7937.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Boston Laser. LASIK is a game changer. Go where the pros go. Boston Laser. Book a free evaluation at bostonlaser.com. and get $700 off for joining their patient loyalty program. If it's LASIK, it's Boston Laser. All right, the Patriots travel to Cincinnati. You know what's weird?
What?
Just sort of the deja vu.
That turtleneck you're wearing?
Yes, I know. And it's itching the hell out of my neck.
Do you like that?
No, I thought it was going to be cold today before I went outside.
No, I mean the look.
No.
I'm just saying I wouldn't wear it. I don't know what's fashionable these days.
No.
You have a zippered hoodie over a turtleneck sweater.
No. I've got to go out. Like, later today, I'm not going to be wearing it.
So you're going to ditch the hoodie, I hope.
Yes.
Because that's something that Brady would wear to a podium, and I'd say, I didn't know that was fashion, but if Brady's wearing it's fashionable. You don't get that benefit
of the
doubt.
I don't get that. No,
Mark, looking very much like a Bond villain.
Yes, that's true. This is a good point, Eamon. All right, so how the Patriots 5 years ago on Monday Night Football got destroyed by Kansas City. They didn't get destroyed by Kansas City this time, but then the following week they played Cincinnati.
Yeah.
5 years later, it's deja vu kind of, right?
Flipping it.
Yeah, so they travel to Cincy today to play the Bengals tomorrow. Kickoff at 1 o'clock. Seven players on the injury report. Edelman, Jason McCourty, Mohamed Sanu, all limited participants. Bruins look to snap a five-game losing streak tonight down in Florida as they take on the Panthers. Puck will drop down there at sunrise right across from Sawgrass Mills at 7 o'clock. Celtics off until Wednesday night. We got a five-day vacation. I mean, like, literally a five. How does this happen in the NBA? Like, oh, Barkley was right, man. Barkley's like, these, you know, he didn't say cupcakes, but he's like, these players these days, like, they don't know what it's like to travel commercial.
In my day.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Robert Parris sitting in a seat that that basically you doesn't, you know, like, you don't have leg room.
Right. His knees are up to his eyeballs.
Yeah, yeah. So they're off till Wednesday night. So we'll
should see. Be well rested.
Yeah, I would say so. They take on Luka Doncic and the Mavs. That'll be a good game. And we have the annual Army versus Navy game today. Coverage starts on WEI 3 o'clock. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Why Tom Brady could be his last year in New England, and another log on the fire to make you believe that. Next,
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
My prediction is Josh McDaniels joins him, Tom Brady, to the Dallas Cowboys.
What?
Tom Brady in a Cowboy uniform.
Most so
all, and all we eliminated was...
That's right, you can't wear 12.
Teams that have a franchise stud, bottom 10 O-lines, you got to have legit weapons, coach has to have won a division or currently leading it, and not going to a tiny market. You get 4 teams left. Steelers have Big Ben for 3 more years. Jimmy Garoppolo's going nowhere. It's Chicago or New York, and I believe...
Or Cowboys, yeah.
Yeah. Tom's not going there by himself. He's taking Josh McDaniels, and the Bears already have a great young coach. Josh McDaniels...
So he's going to leave, and he's going to take Josh McDaniels.
Absolutely.
Well, that was Colin Cowherd along with Joy Taylor on The Herd on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. I've been saying that for months. I've been saying if there is a destination that to me just makes the utmost sense of Tom Brady to go to, it would be the Dallas Cowboys for a plethora of reasons. But you got a ton of weapons. You got Amari Cooper. And how about Mike Tannenbaum came out recently and said that Jerry Jones is so desperate to win another Super Bowl because he's not getting any younger, he'll go after Antonio Brown. So imagine putting Antonio Brown, Amari Cooper, Gallup, and you got the backfield of Ezekiel Elliott, the rookie, the change of pace back Pollard. You got a great O-line, one of the best in the league. And Josh McDaniels is already rumored to be a leading candidate there in Dallas, along with Urban Meyer. And here's where not just Colin Cowherd, but a story, as I teased, that hasn't gotten really enough traction this week. Brady relinquishing his post as the face of Best Buddies of Hyannis, something that he's done for 17 years.
Yeah, I think that is completely unrelated to anything. I think he would have done that no matter what. Had he signed a 3-year contract extension this summer with the Patriots, I think he was going to relinquish that post. From what I understand, that's been in the works for a while. I don't know if he's just sort of done with it.
Yeah.
I want to say they even had somebody else lined up to take over, and then that person it didn't really work out with. Mm-hmm. And now they've kind of scrambled with the Jason Tatum, Julian Edelman co-chairs. But I think that was, from everything I've heard, that was in the works for a few years and was going to happen.
Okay, fair. I mean, listen, there's just too many dots to not connect.
Too much smoke?
Too much. Have you come to the realization, and I know it's like, that there only could be 3 more home games here for Tom Brady. The final 2 regular season games against Buffalo and Miami, and then a divisional playoff game, because then more than likely you'll be on the road having to go to Baltimore if Baltimore doesn't get upset.
Or you lost.
Or you lose. There's that. So at most there's 4, but we hope there's hope that it's at least 3 more. Like, can you imagine that Michael Jordan, he got drafted by the Chicago Bulls in 1984. He left twice, so he was gone for a season, 93-94, and he came back at the end of 94-95. He was gone for a season and 3 quarters, and then he came back, and then he left again. But that wasn't a consistent 20. Has everybody out there, do you sort of now, what you heard what Colin Cowherd said, I've been saying, to me, Dallas is the place because it's a package deal. He and Josh McDaniels, like, they go down there, and it's not Brady adjusting to them. It's them adjusting to Brady. It makes the utmost sense. Jerry Jones could stick it to Robert Kraft. They're not so. Here's the thing, too. Dak's a free agent. Jason Garrett doesn't have a contract after this year. Jerry is just going to let them go. And then you have a chance to put everything on the table for Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, I think circumstantially it makes a lot of sense. Now, I don't know if Josh wants to go down that road, because that's a. It's an intriguing road that could have some real highs and lows in a short span.
Sure.
Right, because you know you only have Brady for a couple years.
And you know that for Josh McDaniels, like Rex Ryan said this when he got the job in Buffalo, this is my last chance of being an NFL coach.
But that'd be the one reason, I don't know that it would be, because if you go in there thinking, I'm going to win a Super Bowl with Tom Brady, whether it's in 2020 or 2021,
right,
with that talent, regardless of how it ends, because it could come crashing down. Brady could leave after 2020 or 2021. I'm stuck with Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is who he is. Power, post-game press conferences, I'm out. But if I have another Super Bowl ring as a head coach, that probably gets me a third job. We always say
that's
that. You got to be careful on the second.
Yeah.
But if you succeed, but you don't win a Super Bowl.
Let me ask you this. How many jobs did Brian Billick get after the Ravens?
None.
I know.
None.
Right?
Now, I don't know why.
You know what I mean?
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's personal, how he rubs people, relationships.
Yeah.
That's always been a curious one in a retread league when you have a ring.
Right.
It seems like you get another job, whether you're Mike Ditka going to the Saints. Like, it seems like everybody, if you want one, you can get another job.
Sure.
Bill Cowers always was rumored for like 8 years.
For the Panthers.
He's kind of fallen out of it now a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, a ring usually gets you another job, and I think that could extend Josh McDaniels. But maybe he doesn't want that circus. Maybe he says, my next job, I want to be the job, the 10 years, young quarterback, stable quarterback, whatever. We're going to marry up for a long time. And I also wonder, you know, how exactly is the relationship between Josh McDaniels and Tom Brady right now? Like, with everything they're going through this season, because we know it's been emotional at times over the years. They've barked at each other, and they've sort of butted heads like any marriage, which I would compare it to a marriage. They've been together so long that they may love each other. They don't always like each other, though, right? Just like a marriage.
But you're
sleeping on the couch. We're not talking for 2 days. Those types of
things. But that's a heat of the moment game situations and things aren't going your way. I think obviously Brady and McDaniels are frustrated because, you know, and I'm going to tell you this too. I don't take your calls on this. Of you thinking that, you know, how much that Tom Brady is playing perhaps his last final 3 games here in New England, 2 in the regular season and 1 in the divisional playoff round, providing they win out and host in the divisional playoffs, which, you know, you'd like to think they'd get it right, assuming they do. And has it hit you? And more than that, who do you blame for all this?
Well, I don't think it's getting enough press. I've said this to, we've talked about it with Dale and Keith and those guys. Like, we'll do segments on, and it's like, people talk about it, but it's like they don't really accept it or understand it, that what you just said, there may be three regular season games left in Tom Brady's Patriots career.
Three. Like, I want people, like, in you know, like, you grew up, you liked wrestling?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, my two idols are Vince McMahon and Howard Stern. Like, I love those two guys. They're the best at what they do.
Explains a lot.
Like, yes, okay. But Vince McMahon, you know, to so many people, kids who grew up in the late 80s into the Attitude Era, you know, Vince McMahon provided so much happiness to us that, like, you love the guy. Like, you love him because of right. what he did. Not so much the current product, but what he did. And, like, you think about what Tom Brady has meant to not only the city of Boston, all of New England, and even the Patriot fans outside of New England, but, like, you grew up on this guy. I said this time and time again. If you were 10 years old in fourth or fifth grade, you're 30 now. You grew up on Tom Brady for 20 straight years. And to think there are only three possible games left of him in New England, because I have to tell you, irrespective of my horrible losses last weekend, if I was at Twin River right now and there were odds, Tom Brady leaving to go play for another team, I'm putting all my money on him leaving to go elsewhere today.
And it doesn't feel like people are acknowledging that right now, but even locally
not?
Or nationally.
But why not?
Because I don't think they believe it. They think, you know, Robert Kraft will swoop in at the end. There's no way why would he want to start over somewhere else? He's a Patriot. They're never going to. I don't know what the rationalization is in their mind or if it's emotion in their hearts, like denial. Geez, deep down, I can't see that. Ridiculous.
But that's the way I was up until the last couple months.
Right, and now I don't know how you can't piece things together to say it's at least a legitimate possibility, even if you don't believe it's the favorite, even if you still think it's, you know, 49%. But I don't all these things about Spygate and all this that people have latched on to nationally, I feel like there should be more latching on
to. No doubt.
We're watching the end of the Tom Brady era with the New England Patriots.
Isn't that, I mean, like, I want you, like, if you're driving, pull over the side of the road. I mean, like, and don't, like, literally stop driving. I'm sorry. Like, if you're a Patriots fan, have that even processed in your mind that with all due respect, and granted, you can't compare it to Bill Russell, because back then in the day with the Celtics, with all due respect to him and the late great Red Auerbach, there were eight teams in the NBA, and we're like, you played like the freaking Tri-City Riverhawks, and you won three games. Like, and I'm not taking anything away from the Celtics time. I mean, he was part
kinda
of
11. Sounds like you are.
No, but I'm not. But like most people here, it was before our time, and like, there's never been a more, like, with all due respect to Bobby Orr and Larry Bird, the greatest Boston sports hero will always be Tom Brady.
Yes.
I'm sorry. And I've had old-timers call in and say, and you know.
Well, Ted Williams has the war thing that kind of helps his story.
No, I know. I know. But again, who watched Ted Williams? Like, in terms of, like, who got to see, like, this you're talking about. I never got to watch Bobby Orr.
Right.
So I miss Bobby Orr. I grew up on Larry Bird. So, and for what Bird meant to hear, and like Tom Brady, you think about this. In the number one sports town in America and the world, you are on the verge, on the precipice of losing the greatest icon in Boston sports history, a guy who has grown up for two decades straight. To play for the same team, it'd be like the Yankees losing Jeter. It'd be like the Lakers losing Kobe, but bigger and better. Because Tom Brady was a lot better than Derek Jeter, and Tom Brady was a lot better than Kobe. Kobe was great. He's a Hall of Famer, but he's not the GOAT. No one will ever accuse Kobe of being the GOAT. He was a nice Michael Jordan replica, but he wasn't the GOAT.
And I wonder, it's interesting you bring up those examples, had that played out, Jeter or Kobe or somebody of that type, that hierarchy of athlete who are definitely below Brady, but are up there, are Hall of Fame legends with one team. How would we have looked at it from afar? If we found out that it's, you know, September 27th or whatever, and Derek Jeter's playing his last series as a Yankee, would we acknowledge it? Because I don't think other places are even acknowledging it. Just like I don't think Patriots fans are acknowledging he could leave.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there anybody in Dallas or Miami or Los Angeles or any of those places that legitimately says, we can replace Phillip Rivers with Tom Brady? Tom Brady's going to be available. Like, is there sports talk radio in L.A. talking about, right, we're playing out the string on our last season without a quarterback because we could go get the GOAT?
Or Dallas, Dak Prescott.
Right,
Dallas,
or Miami. Whoever you want to pose as the possibility. Okay. It's unreal, and it's not getting the attention it deserves.
And I'm glad we're bringing it up. I want to get your thoughts on this. 617-779-7937. I feel as though nationally, this is what stoked the fire right prior to the Patriots-Jets game on Monday Night Football, where the boogeyman defense made Sam Darnold see ghosts. Adam Schefter did this.
We're going to talk about Tom Brady's future. Is that where we're going?
Yes.
There we go. When we talk about Tom and his future, let's look at some simple things. Has he put his home for sale? Yes. Has his trainer put his home for sale? Yes. Has he set up his contract to void after the season to become a free agent? Yes. So if he's selling his home and his trainer's selling his home and he's voiding his contract, what does that tell you? He's setting it up, and we'll see, to move on. Now, listen, there are many times people set up things in their life to move on, and they walk to the abyss, and they look down, and they say, whoa, I'm not jumping now. So he could change his mind. But I'm just telling you, if you look at it in his mind, it has to be clear. He's thinking about leaving New England.
Okay, so there's that. The date today is December 14th. I believe in exactly 1 month, it's divisional playoff weekend. Divisional playoff weekend. I want everybody, and I know you're not thinking about this, because Danny and I, we're bringing this up because, like, there's literally, possibly, and in all likelihood, one more calendar month left in the career of Tom Brady as a New England Patriot. He will play his final home game here, providing, let's just say, they win out. They go 13-3. They're the 2 seed. He gets a divisional playoff round, and if chalk holds up and Baltimore wins their divisional playoff game, they will be going for a rematch of Sunday Night Football down in Baltimore. There's 1 month left, possibly, in the career of Tom Brady here in New England. Your thoughts on that? 617-779-7937.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Look, there are three options, right? He's either staying in New England, he's retiring, or he's going to go play somewhere else. I would think of those three. That staying in New England, to me, would seem like the least likely option of the three. But we'll see.
The least likely option of the three.
I think you could go any which way. I think all three are in play. But I think it would be more likely that he would retire or even perhaps move on than it would be to stay in New England. We'll see.
Wow.
Okay. Shefty ball.
Yeah, that was a Shefty bomb.
I like how they in chorus go, wow.
Like, it literally, because he had a chance coming off a countdown after the Patriots-Jets game where they killed him. He had a chance to sort of backtrack, and he doubled down. And I think that was the thing that really, as much as that he was sort of connecting the dots prior to the Monday Night Football game, he doubled down on get up, and it was like, woo, oh, this is something that is really, and I just think it's something that people here in New England, and you need to sort of be prepared for, that there could be a month left to Tom Brady's career here in New England. And I mean, it just hit me today because I'm looking at the calendar. I'm like, yeah, divisional playoff weekend is 1 weekend from now. So, yeah, the Patriots could make the AFC Championship game, and they could possibly, you know, I don't think they would, but maybe they could upset Baltimore on the road and down there and go back to the Super Bowl. But, like, his final game ever at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough could be 1 month from tomorrow.
And I would even expand on Schefter, to me, has couched his a little. Even in there, he says he could go any which way. And then he had the other story that I believe.
But he said the most likely was him leaving.
But he's not all in. And on he had the story on Dale and Keefe, I think, or maybe the morning show, where he said he could get to that precipice of leaving New England and then change his mind, refuse to jump.
Looked down the abyss.
And I don't know. Tom Curran has said unless something changes drastically, he gone.
He gone. And as much as Schefter is connected with the NFL as a whole, and listen, when Patriot news happens, like when Jimmy Garoppolo got traded on Halloween night 2017, I remember I was in the newsroom, and Schefter broke it. Schefter breaks. But when it comes to Tom Brady and the Patriots and being dialed in, Tom Curran, I put my money on him. I'm putting my money on him.
He isn't couching it the way that Schefter is. He's saying that Tom Brady's gone.
Yeah,
and it would be a dramatic change for him to not be gone.
Yeah, could be one more month left, folks. Wow. And if you're a psychiatrist or a psychologist, I'm not even joking. This is not trying to play radio or be hyperbolic. You have a really good, if you're in New England, your business is about to boom.
Or a package store, as I've said.
That's true.
People may drink their sorrows away. Tom Brady left.
Right.
They're going to go pick up a 30-pack.
Right. Yeah, that
or maybe something harder.
Yeah,
what
that
about
too?
The local dispensaries?
Oh, that too. That too. Or
I don't even know how those work.
Yeah.
They have the, like, what are the rules?
It's the easiest thing in the world.
I know in my town, they're going to have them. They're not going to have, like, they've been fighting for like 2 years, it feels like.
I know.
Okay, listen. Communities have the right to, you know, say that they don't want them in their town or
city.
You know
I don't really want them in my town. There's this one house I jog by. It smells every time I go by. That skunk smell.
Yeah. They're growing.
They smoke. Oh, is that what it is?
That's probably.
They definitely do. Because it's 8 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. When I run by, you can smell it at all times. And if I was a neighbor, I'd be pissed.
Oh, I would too. 617-779-7937. Ben in Maine is up next on Mark and Hart. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
What's up?
Good. Just kind of back to what you said about the fans that have grown up for the last 20 years watching Tom Brady. What do you guys think about... You think these fans are all going to jump ship and follow Tom Brady instead of the Patriots from now on?
You know what's interesting? Last night, Ben, when I was talking about Brady, and I had mentioned for the longest time, prior to Colin Cowherd, even though he's on a bigger stage and makes a lot more money, that Cowboys would be, to me, the optimal destination for him. And a lot of people said, and I asked someone this question, I said, what if Tom Brady and the Cowboys played Dak Prescott and the Patriots in the Super Bowl, who would you root for? And they said, for one day, I would root for Brady. They would root for the Cowboys to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. The freaking Cowboys, because of their love for Tom Brady. That's crazy.
It is crazy to me. To me, I grew up a Patriots fan. You root for your team.
Sure, right.
Not Adam Vinatieri, not whoever you want to pick that you loved.
Right.
But I was listening to the morning show yesterday, and everybody jumped on the Curtis. And they're all like, yeah, I'd root for Brady. And I'm like, why?
No. Tom Brady is...
Especially if he chooses to leave.
No, he's...
If they cut him, I could see you saying, now I'm mad, you shouldn't have cut him. But if he chose to leave, I'm rooting for the Patriots.
Well, you know who's going to take the brunt of everything? Even though his father said it's Bill's decision, no. I think a little of it is, but it'll be mostly Kraft.
Yes.
Kraft will take the blame.
And I think he should.
Yep.
It's his team.
It's his team.
At the end of the day, as they say...
Yep.
Ignorance is not enough. When you're at the top of the flow chart, anything that happens below you ultimately falls on your plate.
And who has the only person other than his son, but who's the top dog that has veto power over anything Bill does?
Robert.
That's right.
I thought it was a trick question,
no,
so I was thinking,
no, no,
I was
no.
pausing for
no,
a second.
No, it's Robert.
Yes.
It's not Danny. I mean, it's Robert Kraft.
Correct.
RKK.
Correct.
So that's it. Let's go to Chris and Saugus. Chris.
Yes, I got to say a happy holiday to both of you. You sound like two whiny little girls on the radio.
Seems offensive.
I mean, you talk about the same stuff. Listen, how much more long do you think this guy is going to play? He's played 20 years here, giving us your lifetime of things to remember. At some point, it's going to come to an end.
Right, he says 3 to 5 years.
But listen, if the guy says he's playing this because he loves the game, it's never been a money factor. I don't think he's getting any poorer. You know, if he loves the game, let him figure it out. If he has to decide to go to another team, big deal. That's it. You move on.
Well, Chris, we're talking about...
Chris,
hold on. We're talking here about Tom Brady, not Jonas Jerebko, okay? You do understand that, right?
Listen, Bobby Orr left his town.
I know.
Wait,
team.
Bobby Orr was run out of town.
He was run out of town, Chris.
Yeah.
But it does happen to all the great ones they come to, and I'm not saying I want him to go to another team. But if he does, I mean, this is a team game.
Right.
53 guys on that roster. All you guys talk about is he does this, he does that. The team is 10-3. They're going to be competitive in the playoffs. Are they going to have a shot at another title?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Chris. Here's the one thing that you're not understanding. There is no Aaron Rodgers contingency plan like there was for Brett Favre. We don't have the next guy who we've groomed. We did have him. We had him. His name was Jimmy Garoppolo. He is a 49er now. He's no longer here.
Was also offensive. Why can't little boys whine too? Whiny little girl.
Hey,
we're whiny little men.
Happy holidays
to
you.
And we're proud of it.
Yeah. Happy holidays to you and your family too. It's August. Alex and Lowell, what's up?
Hey guys. So you mentioned my past life as I was a fourth grader growing up watching Tom Brady and
how old are you now?
28.
Yeah.
So,
wow, you grew up on, like, your whole life is Brady and Belichick, dude. Yeah. That's incredible.
It actually, to me, I'm one of the weirdos, and I want to know if there's any of the other people out there like me, but I'm tired of it. I'm sick of Tom Brady. I haven't watched the Patriots in years. I am a sports fan who likes the narrative of the underdog. I don't want my team possibly making it to the playoffs every year, greatest team, twice. I want to be them, and I think that's a much interesting story to be a part of the Giants fan base and having beat the God, you know, killing Patriots.
You don't sound like you're a Patriots fan.
Yeah,
Alex.
You don't. It's
you
very,
really
and
don't.
You sound like you have issues.
Honestly, no, I am a Boston sports fan. I love my Boston teams, but I love the narratives.
But here's I understand. Okay,
like
so
right now, I'm a Celtics fan.
So
I love the rebuilding.
I got it.
I love
fair
it.
Enough.
I love the young.
So let me ask you this: since you were sitting there singing the praises of the Giants, did you enjoy the Giants being the Patriots in Super Bowl 42 and 46?
A little bit.
Okay, yeah, you're not a Patriots fan.
He's out of his mind. No, he's psycho.
Yeah, you're not a Patriots fan.
He's the guy
you're a fraud.
He hits on Heidi Klum at the bar, and then they go to another place, get another drink, and then they go back to her apartment, and it's about to happen, and he's like, "Yeah, I lost interest." Excuse me? That's the same thing. Like, he wants the thrill of the chase, but not the payoff. Because you're the best team in football for two decades. See, and oh, by the way, just to appease your whatever this psychosis is.
Oh, my God.
That's how it started.
It's one of the weirdest calls I've ever got.
But they started knocking off the Giant, the Rams.
Yeah, they were David.
Tonight,
and they became
a
Goliath.
Dynasty is born was the famous quote, except it was the wrong dynasty. It was the Patriot dynasty that was born in Super Bowl 36, not the Rams. You knocked off the Giant, the unbeatable Giant. People were thinking that the Rams were going to win by 30, 40, 50 points in that Super Bowl. You did that, and then you snowballed it all together to stay on top for two decades. How is that not good? How is that not entertaining? Like, you would ever... Now, I'll admit, when Tom Brady went down in the season opener in 2008, I said, this is going to be an interesting season. This is going to be different than what we've been living. The coming off 2007, where it was a perfect season, you blew everybody out, you knew the story. This is going to be different, but I would never wish to not be good. You always...
No. He wants
you always want to be the underdog?
Yeah, he wants to be the Giants. He wants to, like, miss the playoffs four years in a row and then knock off. Like, it's the dumbest thing. And then when I asked him, I go, so what did you think about the Giants upsetting the Patriots in Super Bowl? He's like, I kind of like, dude, you're not a Patriots fan. You're a Giants fan.
No, I believe you're more than that. You're psycho.
Yeah, you are.
You're out of your bleeping mind.
You're really, dude.
And he said, are there more of you out there? No, there aren't.
No, listen. If you call yourself a Patriots fan and you liked what happened in Super Bowl 42, a chance for the only team in the history of the league to go 19-0 and you enjoyed that, you need to go see a shrink ASAP. Like you've got some serious psychological problems.
You know what he must have liked? Rocky IV. Because Rocky peaked and got complacent and then fell back down and Drago comes in. He must have really liked that because that's
Rocky
what this
three.
Guy's
no,
looking
Rocky III with Clubber Lang.
Right.
Clubber Lang,
he doesn't want
lost.
Rocky on top.
Right.
He wants Rocky that is now the underdog again in the comeback story. That's the life he wants to live. Basically, the whole series of Rockies. He wants to always be the underdog and never get on top.
Yeah. Eventually, when you're so successful, you stop becoming, I think after 04, when you beat the Eagles, and we'll take all these calls on the other side, 617-779-7937. When you won your third Super Bowl in a span of 4 years after the 04 and you beat an out-of-shape Don McNabb who's throwing up in the final drive, you stopped becoming David. You became Goliath.
Right.
You put the Darth Vader helmet on.
Which is what you want.
That's it.
Like I wonder if this transfers to his real life. Like, you know, he gets a job and works his way up, and he's about to become the boss, the president of the company. He's like, Nah, it's not really fun. Who wants to be the boss? Who wants to make more money than anybody? No. Who wants to be on top? Nah, I'm good. I'm going to go start over as an intern at the company next door.
Oh, God. Some people out there, it's crazy.
He should come to your thing today because he's a boob.
Tomorrow night. Tomorrow. Do not come to... Everybody else can come to. Alex and Lowell, do not come to Hooters in West Springfield tomorrow to watch the Patriots game with me, WEI, and Bud Light. Do not come. Everybody else can come because you're weird. You enjoyed the Giants being the Patriots in two Super Bowls. Are you kidding me? 617-779-7937, back on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.